listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. We are on the phone this afternoon with Steve Rhodes. He's vice president for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. I don't want to say that three times fast, Steve, because the evangelistic is one of those words. You know what I'm saying? How are you?
Right. I'm fine. Thank you. That's right.
Well, I know.
Good to talk to you today.
Yeah, I want to let everybody know that the Route 66 God Loves You Tour is coming this fall in September. Franklin Graham, which our listeners are very familiar with him, and of course his dad, Billy Graham. Franklin will be sharing the good news of Jesus Christ during free one-night events in eight cities along the historic Route 66 as part of the God Loves You Tour. It's going to be featuring live music at each stop, and the tour is obviously a great way to reach your community with God's love. And Steve is going to tell us how churches can be involved, how people can volunteer. So, Steve, let's go right to it. Tell us about the God Loves You Tour.
Well, the God Loves You Tour really comes out of the central truth of the gospel, which is that God loves everyone so much that he was willing to sacrifice his son on the cross for me to pay for my sins and yours even before we knew him. And so, but to be able to express that hope to people who live in this crazy world that we live in, and very desperate world in a lot of ways, that's what drives this tour, is the opportunity to tell people while we still can, God loves you, God wants to have a relationship with you, God wants to give you peace and joy, wash away all your sins, and make you a new creature. And so it's a wonderful opportunity to share that message of hope. And so that's why we picked that name, God Loves You Tour, to tell people that in spite of everything we've gone through over the last year and a half, God loves you, that individual person, God loves you and wants to save you.
Mm. Amen to that. It's so amazing because we sit under a pastor, Pastor Skip Heitzig, and Pastor Skip tells all of us frequently how he came to faith in Christ by watching a Billy Graham crusade. And of course, Franklin Graham has been in our pulpit a number of different times and always touches the hearts of everybody. He does some amazing work, as did his dad. Steve, how do you want churches to be involved? Because I know Calvary Church is involved, and you have others that you want to have involved and provide volunteers and everything else. Explain how that process works if the church leadership is interested in being involved.
Well, the Church of Jesus Christ does a great job, particularly because of the mission field where the church is placed. These eight cities all are very different. Albuquerque's not St. Louis. It's not even San Bernardino or Flagstaff. So there's a specific message and tone in Albuquerque and in New Mexico. It's kind of a wider population that is unlike anywhere else. That's why there are letters written to different churches in Revelation. So what, I guess probably the question that every pastor is asking now and has been asking for a while is, now what? You know, now that we're kind of coming the end of this, now what do I do? Because we've never ministered. We've never tried to reach out or tell people the gospel in a world like this that we're in right now. So it's a very unique moment. And that's why I'm grateful that we can work with churches all across New Mexico, because this moment of opportunity to tell people when people are starting to crawl out into the sun is to say, you know, let's focus on what's essential and critical. And every pastor's preaching, you know, pastors that preach the gospel faithfully, servants of Jesus Christ, are so important. But this is could be a rallying point for Christians who know people who haven't trusted Christ and can reach out and let's throw a big net. So I would say to pastors, this is not the only opportunity that we have, but it is a unique opportunity for us to raise high the cross and tell people that God loves them. So I would say to pastors, with everything you have going on in your on the calendar, as you try to rebuild, figure out who your actual congregation is now, all of those questions which pastors are asking, maybe this is an opportunity for you to rally your people and say, come on, let's really see if we can reach Albuquerque and wider New Mexico and tell them about the gospel. So this really provides maybe an on-ramp back to something resembling, you know, the fervor that we need coming out into a world that's, you know, pretty uncertain.
Amen. The God Loves You Tour is coming to Albuquerque September 28th. It'll be at 7 o'clock p.m., held at Expo New Mexico. And in the interim, there's also some training courses and things available. I want to give you a scenario, if you'd allow me to, Steve. Steve is our guest today on ABQ Connect. He's the vice president with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Steve, if you're a church in Las Cruces, New Mexico, you know, we're a small state, but we are a large community. Las Cruces churches can really be involved in this and bring people up to the event, can't they?
Right, they can. Las Cruces is a great example. And you look around at the hopelessness that's there and the hopelessness in New Mexico, there's dark, you know, there's real legit darkness.
Mm.
And so a pastor could say to his people, come on, let's all gather together. Let's get to Albuquerque and let's see if we can put a person or two in your back seat, invite them and say, you know, I'll drive. Let's go do this together. It's going to be a great night. You can bring the kids, be free music. It's a really fun atmosphere. We've been doing this for a couple of years and it's a blast. These tours are really fun. And with the music and the crowd and everything, it's just a really a great event. So it's a low bar to invite neighbors. So a pastor that's in Las Cruces could say to his people, look, everybody here, everybody in the church, find one person and bring them with you. Say, come on, I'll buy you dinner. We'll pull through in and out. We'll get something to eat. And then we will go to the event and bring it back in one piece. And I really think because it's so unique, it's not in the confines of a church where people have, you know, different views of what they think about church. This is an opportunity to get them to the gospel. And then on the back end of that, to introduce them to, look, we have a fellowship of people, and to get those people right back into a church. So our relationship with those pastors are really important. To encourage them, to help them, not only for this tour, but kind of ongoing to see what we can do to be a blessing. But any pastor within striking distance could kind of stir his people up and say, come on, let's make our outreach for the fall. Let's have this be the thing that we do in September to try to make a difference.
Steve, I know you need volunteers. Tell us a little bit about the training that you're going to be offering. I guess in the next 2 weeks, you have a couple opportunities for training, Christian life and witness courses, I think you're calling them, and how people can sign up to be a volunteer.
Right. So we have a number of different ways that you can volunteer. One of the ways, if you go to the website, GodLovesYouTour.com, GodLovesYouTour.com, it's really easy to find, and sign up to volunteer, anybody who's listening, you can do that right now, GodLovesYouTour.com, and we'll send you in the mail a little packet of materials. In this will be little invitation cards. There's a poster. There are really supplies that you can use to tell people about this. Because, look, the people that are going to work this morning, they're not thinking about this. But those people have friends in the church. So for those people to say, hey, I'm gonna put an invitation in the hands of not only my friends, but my pharmacist and where I go to the grocery store and my kid's first grade teacher. I'm gonna invite everybody I know. So basically just to take these materials that you can get by signing up as a volunteer on the website and just use that as seed to hand that out to everyone. We have such great stories about just a simple invitation, a card invitation that says Route 66 that you get in the mail, of just handing it randomly, providentially, we would say, but randomly to somebody in a grocery store, that person turning up at the event and getting saved. Of it, a story like that from Portland, Maine, when we were in the Northeast. So you just never know what your little invite, which doesn't seem like much, can do in the heart of a person who's struggling, and you don't know the whole story. So that one little invitation can mean so much to a person's life and their future. So the first thing I would do is encourage everybody who's listening. You can go on the website. We're not going to chase you down. It's really a pretty low bar. Go to the website, volunteer. We'll send you stuff in the mail, and then that stuff you can use to tell your friends, neighbors, you can pass them out all over New Mexico. That's number one. Number two, everybody's listening. If you're a believer and you've been saved, this is a great opportunity for you to tell somebody about Christ. I'll tell you how that works. Franklin is going to give an invitation. He's going to stand up like he always does and tell people God loves you and he can save you. But you've got to repent and turn from your sins, and he will save you and set you free. People by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds are going to stand up and receive Christ as Savior. Well, each of those people needs somebody like you, whoever you are listening, needs somebody like you who's saved to just come up next to them and pray with them, give them some follow-up materials, and to be the first face they see after they've gotten saved. Everybody who's listening, if you're saved, you can do that. You don't have to be a great apologist. You don't have to be Franklin. You don't have to preach. You just have to be there when the person comes to Christ. But we'll prepare you and train you to do that. We have two classes coming up in August, one on the 19th, Thursday the 19th at 6 o'clock. That'll be held at Expo. At 6 o'clock, Thursday the 19th, you can write that down. Thursday the 19th at 6 o'clock. Or if you can't make that one, you only have to go to one. Saturday, the following Saturday at Calvary from 9 to 12. That's on a Saturday. So if you can't do the evening, you can come on the Saturday. And in two and a quarter hours, we'll walk you through the very basics, what you're going to need to do. Because this can be... it can be kind of intimidating, not to know what to say. What if I make a mistake? God's going to help you, is going to tell you exactly what to say, and we'll lead you through it, walk through scenarios. It's very easy. Come to the training and see. No obligation. Just come to the training and see. Maybe God has his hand on you for something like this. So those two dates are important. Thursday the 19th of August, 6 to 9 at the Expo, and then Saturday from 9 to 12 at Calvary. All of that information is on the website, GodLovesYouTour.com. You can go on there. We need you to RSVP so that we can anticipate that you're coming. In this climate, we still have some restrictions on space. So if you could go to that website now and kind of lock in your spot, that'll make sure that you don't get shut out. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Steve Rhodes is the vice president for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. He's the one responsible for putting together the Route 66 God Loves You Tour and the involvement of churches in the event and volunteers. We're going to be back with another segment with Steve. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things related to life and relationship with God. Life does not always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KLYT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. KLYT presents the Bible School of the Air with a new time. Each Saturday, starting at 12, KLYT will present through the Bible verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith, Skip Heitzig, and Chuck Missler, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We will continue rotating through the Old and New Testament, Drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KLYT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Saturdays at 12 on 88.3 FM.
Walk this way. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of vision for life. John Madden, Super Bowl winning head coach and legendary football broadcaster, said, "The road to Easy Street goes through the sewer." You know, if there is an easy street, I haven't found it yet. But more importantly, in this life, you and I are going to have opportunity upon opportunity to get on various roads that all lead to somewhere. How do you know which road to take? How do you know which way to walk? Proverbs 19:2 says, "It's not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way." Zeal is an eagerness and ardent interest in the pursuit of something. To be zealous is to be passionate, and passionate people inspire others to make a difference. When doors open in your life, look for ones that already resonate deeply within you so that you can live with great passion. But when those things are put before you, don't be hasty.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio, where faith and sports collide at visionforlife.org.
We're called to share our faith, but too often, we lack the confidence. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association can help. The Christian Life and Witness Course. This 3-hour class can strengthen you as a Christian and give you confidence in sharing the gospel with others. This class is a lead-in to the Franklin Graham Route 66 God Loves You Tour coming this fall. And it's free. The Christian Life and Witness Course. Dates, locations, and more information are at GodLovesYouTour.com.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, does the fossil record prove evolution?
Not at all, Chris. In fact, it couldn't prove evolution because evolution didn't happen. I don't even think it supports evolution very well. What we see in the fossil record are the same kinds of plants and animals which are alive today. They can be put in the various categories, such as clams or snails or brachiopods. Some animals, like the dinosaurs, have gone extinct, but none of the fossils seem to point to one type of animal evolving or changing into another type. That's because evolution simply didn't happen. What did happen is creation. Creation of the basic types of plants and animals that God created. They exist into the present day or else have gone extinct, but nothing else has arisen since then. And that's the way it is back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
The Bible calls Jesus the Lamb of God, God's once and for all sacrifice for our sins. But Dr. Tony Evans says that a lot of people think being good is good enough. He'll point out the problem with that philosophy as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
God must judge sin. We all sin. We are all under judgment. We don't all sin to the same degree. We don't all sin the same way. But when you're dealing with perfection, it doesn't matter whether you're a big sinner, medium sinner, or tiny sinner, because perfection. A lot of people go around and say, well, I keep the Ten Commandments. You just broke one because you lied. But let's skip that. You say, I keep the Ten Commandments. Well, let's say you're hanging over a cliff on a chain with 10 links in it. How many links have to break before you fall? You don't have to break all 10. You just break one, and you might as well have broke all 10 because you're falling off the cliff. God's standard is so high that only perfection will meet it. So the whole Old Testament anticipated through the lambs that they were slaying the time when God would provide this perfect lamb. John the Baptist gives us the name of Jesus. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." We call this unlimited atonement. The death of Jesus Christ was so sufficient that it addressed every sin of every person who have ever lived for all time.
So how do you and I connect with that atonement? To find the answer, visit TonyEvans.org, click on the top menu, and open the Jesus link. Tony will explain how Jesus' death on the cross opened the door to complete forgiveness. Check it out today, then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are visiting on the phone this afternoon with Steve Rhodes. He's the vice president for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. He's so kind to share with us all about the exciting event coming to Albuquerque September 28th, 7 o'clock p.m., our good friend Franklin Graham will be hosting and sharing God's love in the Route 66 God Loves You Tour. We're one of eight stops on the tour along the historic Route 66. Steve, I know you're excited. I do want to reiterate to our listeners. You mentioned training at Expo New Mexico on August 19th, 6 to 9 o'clock p.m. People do need to register and let you know that they're going to be attending. That'll be in the Manuel Lujan building on Expo. All of our listeners will know where that is. We're all very familiar. Expo New Mexico used to be called the State Fairgrounds, but they got a fancy name now, Expo New Mexico. The second training, Saturday, August 21st, will be from 9 o'clock a.m. to 12 o'clock p.m. at Calvary Church. That's at 4001 Osuna, the Osuna campus. And again, all churches are invited, hoping that a lot of different churches come out. And, you know, Steve's already talked about the heart of being able to use this as a tool to really introduce people to Christ. And it could be an amazing thing, even for a personal friend you may have. If you're listening now, bring that friend to the evangelistic, to the Route 66 God Loves You Tour. And the Billy Graham Association, obviously, they are modeled after the amazing crusades and things that Billy Graham did. I mentioned earlier that Skip Heitzig, the pastor at Calvary Church, came to faith in Christ through one of these crusades. And I even think that Skip was watching it on TV when he came to faith. That's how powerful the message of Billy Graham was. You've got another special event coming up Wednesday night, the 11th of September. Tell us about that.
It's in each of the cities, each of the eight cities, we'll have a night of worship and prayer. And that's so important that we take time, and we've been all along praying and asking God to do something for an awakening, a revival in our own hearts. That's what that prayer event, night of worship and prayer, is going to be. It's going to be worship will be led by friend of mine from a previous life, Freddie Washington from the Brooklyn Tabernacle, along with some people he's bringing with him. It'll be Wednesday night at Calvary Church, and it's a time for us to open our hearts and call on God and ask God to do something in us and in the whole community. I don't know if you just recently there was a stat that came out. I just saw it a couple of days ago that as a result of COVID, overdose deaths are up 29% over last year. 93,000 people overdosed.
It's heartbreaking.
150 a day. Yeah, this is, you know, heroin, fentanyl, all that stuff that's on the streets. And people are just desperate for something real. And our God's real. God answers prayer. God is alive and will change. And so this is that night is a time for us all to come together, all of Albuquerque, all churches and Christians, as many Christians as we can find, to bring everybody together and let's call on the name of the Lord and ask God to move in a really mighty way. So that's Wednesday night, the 11th. That'll be about 9 days, as we've talked about, that 8 days before that training the following week on Thursday, and then the following one on Saturday. So that kind of 9-day period is a pretty concentrated time for us in Albuquerque, the 11th of August and then the 19th and the 21st.
I want to mention that you also have musical guests, the Newsboys, Marcus Witt and Dennis Agajani. And I always love Dennis Agajani. Again, I'm an old guy. He's an old cowboy, has a little country flair to his Christian music. But the Newsboys are obviously cutting edge. And Marcus Witt, I haven't heard him, but I've heard he's really good.
Yeah, he's terrific. To have him on a tour is wonderful just because he's probably one of the best-known Hispanic worship leaders at the moment. And to have him on the tour so that we can try to reach as best as we can Hispanic churches and Hispanic people all across New Mexico who speak Spanish, and that's their language and their culture. So we have to put the Newsboys with Marcos Witt and Dennis. we think is really going to be. That's why it's really going to be a great event. That's why I say it's going to be fun. I mean, this is not a drab event we're talking about here. This is really it's a wonderful opportunity. And if you bring a friend, you're not going to be embarrassed. You're not going to have to apologize on the way home and say, "I'm sorry, that wasn't what I thought it was going to be." It is going to be a perfect opportunity for you to introduce somebody to Christ. So I would just say right now, as you're thinking about this, try to identify two or three people that you're going to target that God has put in your life that you can invite. I'm never going to meet your friends, but God's placed those people in your life for you to reach them. So I would start thinking and praying. Identify two or three people right now that you're praying for, that you can say, "Come on, let's go to the expo together. It's going to be a great night."
Yeah, amen. GodLovesYouTour.com is where you can go to register to be a volunteer, register for the training courses, and find out all the details about the tour. The tour is going to be coming to Albuquerque and New Mexico Tuesday, September 28th, 7 o'clock p.m., Expo New Mexico. There are trainings going to be held, one at Calvary Church and one at Expo New Mexico. And again, you can register for those. Already we've heard Steve tell us that he wants churches and he wants individuals and he wants small group leaders and everybody to be involved in this event, because it is going to be a tremendous opportunity to introduce people to Christ. You said something really fascinating to me, Steve, just a minute ago, and you used the word fun. This is going to be fun. You have fun as a Christian, don't you? I know Franklin does.
He does. Actually, I'm stolen that word from him. I didn't realize it until you said that. Franklin's always saying this is going to be fun. There's nothing. Look, I mean, the Bible says that when a sinner comes to faith, heaven goes crazy. They go wild. That's my interpretation of the Greek. Okay, it says that heaven rejoices, but that sounds like such plain language. I mean, if heaven rejoices when somebody comes to faith, imagine what that's like. So if we can get some little glimpse of that's what heaven wants, that's what our Heavenly Father wants, that's what the angels can't believe they're watching, is somebody come to Christ. I'd ask God to give me the vision to see that, because that is, I mean, what could be better? It's certainly better than, you know, as wonderful it is to have children and go on vacation, please tell me that that's not all there is to life. It's not. There's something bigger, greater, permanent, supernatural, wonderful. And that's why I say this is going to be fun. To see what God's going to do, there's just nothing like it.
Yeah, amen. I see so many Christians who, they'll take a stand, they'll speak the truth, but in some cases, and maybe even most cases, it's not necessarily shared with love and compassion. And I was always impressed watching Dr. Billy Graham reach out to people in just a spirit of love. Even when our presidents would do things that were crazy, he was there to love them. He was there to minister to them. He was there to pray with them. And his focus was always on what can happen tomorrow, not on what you've already done. God's already extended that forgiveness, and all we need to do is receive that forgiveness and accept him as our Lord and Savior. And so Billy Graham's focus to me was always, I don't know if this is a fair analogy, but like a coach, hey, let's not worry about our game yesterday. Let's worry about the games we have coming up. And I think that Franklin really has that same heart. I see Franklin Graham and his organization, Samaritan's Purse, going into war-torn areas. I see him going into disaster areas. I see him, without regard to anybody's faith or anything else, just providing help. And to me, that is such an amazing testimony. It makes me want to weep. It's so amazing.
I think that's right. And it's, certainly, if anybody would have compassion, it should be Christians. We live in a dark world, and the Christians are the ones that are called to be light. And that light has got to be attractive. I mean, there's got to be a reason why, when you read the Gospels and you read Jesus, that publicans and sinners and tax collectors and prostitutes, all these people were drawn to him. They loved being around him. that is not a grumpy, disagreeable person. There's something about the love of God that is so attractive that draws people to God. It's not a repellent. The gospel should be attractive and should draw you in. I mean, love is the only word that's used to be an equivalent of God. I mean, God's called, it says God is love. It doesn't say he is judgment. It doesn't say he is omniscience. He just, the only phrase in the Bible that is God is God is love. So there's, we're on the right track, Jim, with what you said there, that the gospel, even though it certainly has judgment, it certainly has, the violation of God's holiness that sin is true. Mm. But the antidote to that is the love of God. And so that's what we offer people. We don't offer people condemnation. He didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So we got to just make sure that we put the emphasis on the right part of that sentence, right? So that we are telling people, no, it doesn't have to be like this. God will help you. God will change you. God will make you different. And that's why the gospel is good news. I mean, otherwise it's not. It's bad news. It's just horrible news. Instead, it's good news. I got great news for you that God loves you. That's kind of the message.
Yeah. Amen. Steve, tell us a little bit about the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and the work that your organization does.
Well, it's intended to take the gospel to every part of the world, and that means not always easy places, places where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. And so Mr. Graham, going back 70 years, took that gospel, preached the gospel all over the world. And God has his hand on Franklin now for the last 25 years. Franklin's been president, CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, to go everywhere, to preach the gospel in person, like will be the case in New Mexico, but also to put the gospel on the internet. So we have a pretty wide net called internet evangelism. You can find this. If you go to billygraham.org, you can find all this. To see if we can reach people in places where you can't go and speak the gospel publicly. You can go by the internet. We also have rapid response chaplains that will go whenever there is a man-made disaster or a natural disaster to try to tell people that there is hope. So to share hope in the midst of crisis. We certainly have the Billy Graham Library, which I hope your listeners will go to. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is more like presidential library. It's not a library where you go check out a book. And so we just try to do everything we can using kind of like every available means in our hands to take the gospel to the whole world. Mm. And Franklin, God has blessed Franklin with a tremendous kind of a sanctified creativity to say, how can we best reach the gospel in the days that we have left? Because Jesus could return today. So time is probably short, and so we better get to it.
Amen. Steve Rhodes with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is on the phone. We're talking about the Route 66 God Loves You Tour, going to be happening in New Mexico at the Expo New Mexico in Albuquerque, Tuesday, September 28th, 7 o'clock p.m., training is available to people that want to volunteer. And one more time, go to GodLovesYouTour.com. That's where you can find out all of this information. Steve, how can we be praying now for the plans and what's going on for the tour?
I think what I mentioned a little bit ago is probably the chief prayer request. This is everything that we do as Christians is personal. It all revolves around relationships. And so I would say anybody that's listening, you have a particular call of God on your life to reach the people around you. Whether we accept that mandate or not, it is what it is. We're all called to be ambassadors of Christ. So I would say start praying right now for one or two or three people that you know need the gospel. Look, it could be your son. It could be your next-door neighbor who's going through a divorce. Whoever God's put in your life, begin to pray for them now, number one. Number two, let's pray for the local church. Pray for your pastor. Pray that God will help him, will fill him with the Holy Spirit, will give him wisdom. And then I think probably third, let's pray that there will be an awakening and a revival like we have not seen in our lifetime in Mexico. So I would probably pray, I'd probably put one, two, three right in order of how each of us can pray in the days ahead for what God's going to do.
Amen. Steve, thank you so much for spending time with us, and I hope you will accept the invitation to come back on the show as we get a little closer to the event. Open at the end of August or the beginning of September, and we're just excited to have you here, and thank you so much for your ministry and what you're doing.
Great. Thanks very much for having us on. It's good to